Stearns was a life in two parts, no doubt about it. For the first 46 years of his life, he led an existence which was familiar enough for someone of his family background. He came from a good family, from what the 18th century thought of as a genteel family. His father was a gentleman. A genteel status was something very important to him. He was a clergyman, and so he lived a life that was largely dictated by his vocation or by his profession. For the last 8 years of his life, that is, after he'd published the first two installments of the novel that we know today as Tristram Shandy, he became a celebrity. He became a major literary celebrity in England, feted in London, where he was invited out very, very frequently by other writers, by genteel society, not just gentlemen and ladies, but by the nobility. He was taken to court and so on. He was extremely famous when he went to Paris later in the 1760s. He found he was very famous there, even though very few people had read his book. He was a genuine literary celebrity. And so it's a life of two parts. The first part is an interesting life, though, because I think it helps illuminate the second part as well. He was born to an army officer and his wife. He was born in Ireland, but he was born in the town of Clonmel largely by chance. It was just where that regiment happened to be at the time his mother gave birth to him. And he lived the first 9 or 10 years of his life in Ireland, mostly in Ireland. He moved around from barrack to barrack, sometimes moving to England and then back to Ireland again. It was a very insecure kind of existence, I think, for a young boy, and was an existence marked by the death of some of his siblings in an age of very high infant mortality. And then at the age of 9 or 10, his father took him away from Ireland to stay with his uncle in Yorkshire. And he went to school in Yorkshire. He would never see his father again. And he grew up until he went to university in Yorkshire. He studied at Cambridge University. And as quickly as he possibly could, he entered the church. Now, he was very lucky in that. A career in the Church of England was compatible with maintaining your social status. It was a very respectable thing to do. But Stearne was very lucky. He was the great-grandson of a former Archbishop of York, and his uncle, Jake Stearne, was quite an important clergyman, highly involved in the politics of the established church in the northeast of England. And as a result of this, Stearne himself, Laurence Stearne, was able to get a living, the living of Sutton on the Forest, just to the north of York, at an earlier age than he might have been able to do otherwise. Now, that came at a price, because the Church of England was highly politicised in the 18th century, that is, divided along party political lines between Whigs and Tories. And his uncle was a great adherent of the Whig cause, and what he demanded of his nephew in return for the living, in return for patronage, was that Laurence Stearne should act as a political journalist, both in local and in national politics. And he did that for a number of years, until it became so distasteful to him that he stopped doing it altogether. And in the process, he broke with his uncle. Their relationship was never mended. They remained on very bad terms for the remainder of the uncle's life. And Stearne had then very little prospects of making a career in the church, because he had no influence, he had no patronage, and among other things, he turned to farming. He spent the best part of 2 decades farming, ultimately unsuccessfully, and in fact only gave that up just before the success of Tristram Shandy, so that when Tristram Shandy was a success, as it was a great success in 1760, it really changed Stearne's life completely.